Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, May the 31st. It's National Smile Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. You know, back in the day, I had a tutor to help me with anagrams. And my anagram teacher worked for Kmart. Do you know what makes her smile? Limes.
Oh, God.
As always, let's start with her and the weather.
Oh, goodness, it's a hot one today. A hot weather warning. Currently 28 degrees, working our way up to a high of 30. Feeling a lot hotter than that, so please keep covered, keep hydrated, and remember, if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your pet outside as well. And on National Smile Day, I would like to shout out to my lovely wife, Marnie. I decided to make sure that she woke up with a big smile on her face, and now I'm not allowed to have Sharpies in the house anymore.
On National Smile Day, everyone wears their best smile. You know, there's so much that a smile can do. Just one smile can brighten someone's day, so make sure you share yours today. Here are some fun facts. Did you know that you can't breathe correctly while smiling?
Didn't know that.
Passes it first from smiling.
And did you know that the first recorded smile on record took place in 126 before Common Era? So there you go. And things are really individual, but there is one thing that makes us all smile. Facial muscles.
This is true.
About that later.
And smiles have also a strong connection to Bruce Lee, you may not know. He was pretty good-natured, pretty jovial kind of guy. Sometimes he wouldn't smile, though, and when he was very forlorn and very into it, they called him serious. Hey, let's listen in on tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? I pulled out Johnny Mathis, A Certain Smile.
Oh, I didn't do that one.
A real reach back and...
There's the one song, oh my gosh, you know, the smile though your heart is breaking.
Yeah, Nat King Cole.
No, not just Nat King Cole. If you look up how many people have covered that song.
Oh yeah.
I think it's probably one of the most covered songs out there. Like, when I looked up that song, so many people have covered it. So, but actually I'm going way back to a group that was once the hottest group in the world. Hootie and the Blowfish. Right? Remember when they were like on fire? Like they were on fire for a couple years. But they have a song called The Smile. Like, kind of like lyrics that kind of pop up in the middle of the song. So it goes, we need unilateral harmony, something that will help us be better than before. A smile finally saved me, found me, and repaid me for all the time I put in. And now I'm smiling back again. Just smile for a while. It just begun to smile. So, I like that lyric because honestly, sometimes a smile does save you. If you're having that day and it's not the greatest day and you just get somebody to just sort of really sincere in the way they greet you, it can actually really do wonders. And so, you know, sometimes we try to do these big, giant gestures, but honestly, a simple smile, just a little bit of kindness, really take this a long way. So let's try to do that today. You know, somebody maybe not doing something nice thing for you on the highway, just smile and keep it moving. Keep your hands to yourself, you know, and on the steering and off the steering
wheel.
It's down. Exactly. But honestly, it does make a difference, right? Like that little greeting, that little smile, it can really, especially in a time like right now where everybody's struggling and stuff, you know. It doesn't really take a lot to do that, so.
No, excellent. Yeah, always a strong believer in smiling as much as you can. It really makes people wonder what you're up to.
Yeah.
So this is going to tie into music. We went to see Dean Lewis in concert last week with Forrest Black. Actually, we went to see Forrest Black and happened to see Dean Lewis as well. But what struck us about Dean Lewis, he was singing all these songs about heartbreak, but he was smiling the entire time. I've not seen a guy have so much fun on stage in a concert before. And there he is, smiling away the entire time. It's really quite something.
Yeah.
All right, so we will add some Hootie to our playlist, and we'll slide gently into Ventures with Finchero, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. And harkening back to the olden days, they're having a sale on their dental products. They're featuring Visalign. These things are, you definitely see them. They are there for sure. Complete with a little head hardware. what you got today?
You know what they also have? They have a ton load of electronic toothbrushes, right? For Tuesday's tech, what I'm promoting today is, you know those apps that you can install on your phone when you have an electronic toothbrush? Anybody familiar with those apps?
You need an app?
So, there is an app. There is an app. The app, it's pretty interesting. That's what I'm covering today. It tells you how much you're covering your coverage when you're brushing all your teeth. And it tells you when you have covered all of them up to 100%. So, if you're working on that smile, right? If you get yourself one of those electronic toothbrushes from Oral-B or from Philips, you can also download the app to your phone, and once you're brushing your teeth, the app will tell you when you have reached full coverage of all your teeth.
But doesn't the toothpaste do that too?
The toothpaste, yeah, but you know the app, you know what I like about it?
Do you have it?
I actually have one, right? It's pretty interesting, right? It will stop and vibrate when you're brushing too hard, right? So that you don't people that have receding gum, you know you're protecting your gum line as well. And it also tells you when you've covered everything. When you have 100% coverage. Now, what might happen is you might find that you spend a little longer brushing your teeth than you would normally would when you're using the app. But let's check it out.
The app sponsored by Crest and Colgate.
Oh my god.
Oh. Check it out for sure. So that's it.
If your phone gets hacked and somebody's messing around with you brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
That is like when I went through Kitchen Stuff Plus and they had a banana holder. And I was like, okay, I think we don't need that.
We have one, though, actually.
It's pretty interesting, man. It shows you the history. It shows you, I'm just in the app now. It shows you if you're putting too much pressure when you're brushing. It shows you a ton load of stuff. So go check it out, guys. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's hilarious. Well, you know.
What's the name of the app?
This one I'm using is the Oral-B. It's the Oral-B app.
Okay, then. You know, you're really committed to your toothbrushing when somebody hacks your phone and you're in a journey of brushing your teeth and you're still going.
I'll be enamel off.
I got a timer, too, on mine, and I got a hard time making it through the 3 minutes. It's usually sometime around 2 minutes. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's got to be good enough.
Oh, happy birthday. God. That's all it takes. There's a birthday coming up too.
That's pretty short. Happy birthday.
There is a birthday coming up.
5 seconds.
There is a very special birthday coming up. Very special one. I wonder whose it is. Not all these December people in January. Actually, these things and Mark are all December people.
And I'm November, so there you go.
November, okay. Yeah. We're the sad part of the year. You gotta like leave the country to enjoy your birthday.
Well, we're not going to be sad on National Smile Day, and saying that, it is time for Tuesday's trivia.
Well, I'm sure you all know that it takes 43 muscles to frown and 17 to smile, but to blink, 182.
That was good.
Music trivia all over the place. Well done, sir.
Right.
All right, well, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends on this Tuesday. And hey, did you know that the word smile is the longest word in the dictionary? Because it has a mile in it.
Oh.
Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.